Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
It's time now for our daily tech and business report. And today we are joined by Bloomberg's Kurt Wagner. San Francisco-based social networking site Nextdoor is cutting 12% of its workforce. The move comes as the company released its latest earnings report. And Kurt, let's start with a look at the earnings report. What were the numbers like?
The numbers themselves were fine. There was a little bit of a revenue beat, which obviously is always a good sign. But, you know, this company is going through a major business rehaul right now. It has been a tough slog for Nextdoor the last couple of years. Their stock is down more than 80% since the company went public in 2021. And these layoffs are really a step towards sort of right-sizing that business. Obviously, it's never a fun or good thing to have to cut jobs and let people go. But for the business, they're hoping that this is the kind of move that will ultimately help this company get profitable and turn a corner, because it has been a tough couple years right now for the stock, having that much of a decline.
Do we know where those job cuts will happen? I mean, it's a San Francisco-based company.
Yeah, I don't know physically. I was told these cuts are coming across the board, so not necessarily any one particular team. But as you point out, company is based in San Francisco. Obviously, nowadays, we're still at a point where a lot of tech companies have a lot of remote workers. But I think it's safe to say that a good chunk of these are probably going to be coming from the Bay Area.
Sure. How popular is Nextdoor right now? They've been very popular in the past, but it seems like there's not a lot of competition for that particular type of social media. How popular would you say they are?
Yeah, it's hard to, I mean, I can quantify it for you based on sort of what they share, which is what they call weekly active users. And it's right around 22 million people who use Nextdoor every week. It's a little hard to wrap your head around, you know, what exactly does that mean? I can tell you, for comparison, daily active users of Facebook or Instagram, those are in the billions, right? So, I mean, this is a very small platform when you size it up compared to some of these other large social networks that people are familiar with. But I think you're right. Like, this is a niche play, and this is something that, quite frankly, I think they've left a lot of meat on the bone over the last couple of years, which is part of why they're trying to do this revamp. Like, there was no one, and really hasn't been anyone, who's done local social networks to compete with them. And so while, yes, they certainly have features that overlap with Facebook, I don't think anyone's got as granular as they have. And so there's an opportunity still there to sort of become a place that people go to for connecting in their neighborhood, which I still think is something people would like to do. It just hasn't happened at the scale that I think they had hoped a few years ago.
Mm-hmm. They've had a few issues. Remind us what those are, and then tell us about the redesigned app that was released earlier this year.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think the biggest issue they've dealt with historically has just been around some of the content that people post, right? All social networks deal with versions of this, with people posting things that are inflammatory or racist. But I think with Nextdoor in particular, there was a lot around profiling, especially racial profiling, because of the way that people use it for things like alerting about crime, or, hey, I saw a suspicious person walking by my house or you know, knocking on my door or whatever. And so some of those things have been a problem for the service in the past. And it's not something that's fully gone away, but it's at least something that I think people have acknowledged and realized is a problem now. The new app that was redesigned, it actually just rolled out a few weeks ago. The idea, again, is to create a really strong utility here. So instead of just going to scroll and browse and say, hey, what's happening in my neighborhood, it's really like what is this doing for me today? So they've added like alerts for power outages or weather issues. They partnered with a bunch of local news organizations, so you could go and actually read very hyper local news headlines that matter to your neighborhood. These are the types of things that they hope will create more of like a daily habit. So instead of just going and you know, randomly scrolling, hoping to come across something good or useful, they think, okay, we're going to more purposefully create these touch points for people that are going to get them to utilize the app on a more regular basis.
All right. Well, certainly something to watch. Again, the headline here, Nextdoor cutting 12% of its workforce. I think that boils down, let me just refer to my numbers here, about 67 jobs, and many of those are in the Bay Area. Kurt, always a pleasure. That is Kurt Wagner with Bloomberg.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.